I'm standing in a quiet corner of the hall at Fairfield Juniors in Radlett, and the hall is absolutely buzzing, and dozens of people are waiting to give blood or already in the process of giving blood, and the blood donation service nurses are busy prepping everybody and analysing their blood, and it's absolutely inspiring stuff. And I'm with Daniel Renack, who's one of the organisers of the annual Blood Donation Day that takes place here. And I'm going to get him to tell us a little bit about it. Daniel, what's the history of the day?
Hi there. Well, first of all, it's not so much an annual thing. We return to each venue every year, but we do it every 4 months. So this time we're at Fairfield. The next time, which will be in July, we will be in Boreham Wood and on like that, and we'll be back at Fairfield probably March next year again. We started these blood donor sessions back in February 1995. My parents started it. It was just before I started at Fairfield myself. Basically, my brother passed away from a rare form of liver cancer, and he was 4 and a half at the time. And the previous year and a half, my parents had been in and out of hospital with him, and they'd experienced all the great stuff that happens in hospitals, but also the really bad stuff, partly lack of resources, sort of nothing for the parents to do whilst they're staying with their sick kids in hospital. But also the other thing that's relative to today and to these sessions is that there's always a bit of a struggle in the hospitals as, well, we've got to do this operation, this really simple procedure, this life-threatening, little life-saving, crucial procedure. Are we going to have enough blood to do it? And my parents noticed that, and that was always the thing. Every so often that question would come out, have we got enough blood to do it? Have we got enough blood? Because people take it for granted that blood will be available. So when my brother died in November 1994, and they had a fantastic group of friends who all said, what can we do, what can we do, how can we help you? And there's very little that at times like that you can do to help the situation out. And my parents simply said, I think they said it actually at his funeral, said, do us a favour, just go to Edgware, which is where the blood donation centre is still, and just say Joel Renack, who was my brother, sent us here. So that was the initial thing. About a week or so later, they had a call from one of the carers at the clinic saying, well, look, this is a bit ridiculous. We've had quite a lot of people here, a lot more than we can cope with. So do us a favour, let's look at this properly. Don't come to us, we'll come to you. And that was the National Blood Service at the end of 1994. February 1995, the very first Jolie Bear appeal, which had been set up the month before, blood donor session happened in Elstree. And every 4 months since then, we've been on the case.
It sounds like it's turned into a full-time job.
Almost. It's a bit of a challenge sometimes. It is a charity, and I work completely separately in a completely different field, as does everyone else that's involved in it. It can be quite demanding, but you know what? It's one of those things you have to evaluate it. If you can get 150 people through here a day, which is, it's sort of an average figure, that is, on our sessions. You can get 150 people through here. That has the potential to benefit 450 different people, seeing as that every donation of blood that's given is split into three components. So every time that someone puts a needle in their arm and has a donation of blood taken, that gets split three different ways. So you have the potential to benefit up to 450 people on a 150 people session. So we're heading towards 200, I hope.
I've just walked through the hall, and I'm absolutely blown away by how busy and how full on this is. You've got a room with a bouncy castle. You've got a whole setup here. Tell me how you organise that.
It's the bouncy castle and the kid friendly theme, or the child friendly theme. Sorry, is it stems from a lot of people won't go to a hospital environment to give blood. It's something that has a lot of stigmatism attached to it, because there's the needles and, oh, I've got a phobia of needles and all of that. And if people don't need needles in their arm, and they don't like hospitals because hospitals are sad and everything like that. So the idea was take the session out of the hospital and put it into somewhere like Fairfield a school hall where it's not the sterile, in terms of lack of atmosphere, place, but it's a day-to-day place. Everyone comes to this school a lot of the time, or to the synagogues that we do it in as well, or to the other schools. And it's a case of, if you take it out of there, if you put a bouncy castle in, if you put face painting in, that allows the kids to come along as well, making it more of a family-friendly thing. Now, the thing we've noticed with that is that we've had the bouncy castles, etc., for years in the supervised creche, and a lot of the people that were in those bouncy castles and creches are now coming through and donating blood themselves, because they see it as a normal part of life now. Whereas I suspect that if they didn't come as kids to these things, they wouldn't think about going to it, because it doesn't affect people in day-to-day life. Only if your friend, relative, or yourself ends up in hospital requiring it would it ever occur to you.
And how are you getting people to show up? How do you publicise it?
We've actually built up a fairly large mailing list over the years. So we've got, I don't know how many, but we've got quite a large mailing list that we mail out to. We've also got a huge number of reoccurring donors, which the National Blood Service mail to on our behalf. So everyone that comes today will get a mail in about 3.5 months from them, saying, we've got another Jolie Bear session coming up. Why don't you come along, pre-book an appointment? We also have the Billy Blood Drop figure going, walking around the high streets. He meets and greets people. There's banners that go up. There's newspaper pieces, web pieces that go up. So it's all sort of every different way. But we've also got a Facebook group, which I'd encourage people to join, which is at facebook.com/JolieBear. That's Jolie with one L, Bear. So if people go to that, they'll always be sort of kept in the loop as to what is going on and when it's going on.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, people listening to this will have missed this session, obviously. So if they do want to get involved and give blood, where will they go to? Do you know the details of the next session yet?
Yeah, the next session, which is actually our 50th of these things, this year is our 17th year of doing them. So the next session, which is our 50th, is at Yuvna College, which is in Boreham Wood, and it's on Hillside Avenue, and that is in July this year, and that is July the 17th. And that session's open, I believe, from 9:30 till 4:30, and as I say, that is our 50th, so there's hopefully some pretty special things going to happen that day, which we're working on at the moment, and more to come on that.
Celebrities.
We're hoping. We're in the early stages on that. I don't really want to promise anything in case things don't manage to happen, but we're working on things at the moment. And if you, as I say, if you join the Facebook group, or if you visit our website, joliebear.org.uk, again, that's Jolie Bear with one L in it, then you'll keep up to date with all the news.
That's brilliant. Thanks for your time.